recording has commenced.
Recording has commenced. And on that note, hello everybody and welcome to another of the podcasts. Keith and Alessio are going to be all nerdy later talking about ray tracing, which nobody gives a shit about. But we have got other topics that people do care about, or probably don't care about. Bobby Kotick is still a cunt. Microsoft are doing more things for PC gaming, following Epic Games. And we'll talk about what we're actually playing. But yeah, so starting off with Microsoft. So I'll let Alessio introduce this one for us.
Yeah, there was a rumor about Microsoft posting an update on their commitment to PC gaming, and they did a couple of days ago. And the biggest piece of news is surely the change in the revenue share for developers for games that are published on the Microsoft Store. So basically, they are matching what Epic has been doing with the Epic Game Store since it launched. So instead of taking the customary 30% off of developers, they will take only 12%, which is which means basically developers will have 18% more of revenue the, staying in their pocket.
Yeah.
So that's certainly a good thing, I think. And yeah, of course, many will argue that Microsoft Store isn't that big, so it's not perhaps a big deal, but it is possibly a step in the right direction. You know, maybe the more stores on PC make this kind of change, and maybe even Steam could be persuaded to do it at some point. Who knows?
They need to. They do need to.
Yeah, because and beyond that, Microsoft also confirmed that Halo Infinite will be fully cross-play and cross-progression between Xbox One, Series S and X, and PC.
And also,
it's being done as a premier PC experience. That means support for ultra-wide, super ultra-wide, triple keybinds. Lots of advanced graphics options that you can toggle, field of view, and you know, everything of the sort. And also, they are supposedly improving some of the issues with the Microsoft Store, that is to say, faster download speed. You know, lots of people complain about having slow download speeds, although I personally didn't have that kind of problem. And also improved install reliability. So hopefully the store itself will be better later this year. And also they made a recap of everything that's been going on, which is admittedly a lot, because they recently allowed PC, for example, and iOS as well, to play Xbox Cloud via browsers. They introduced the DirectX 12 Agility SDK, which, to make it simple, basically allows developers to deploy their latest DirectX 12 technologies without having to rely on on the user having the latest OS version.
Mm.
So that's also useful. Also, there is Auto HDR, which was on Xbox, and it's on PC. I've been testing it actually on the Insider Preview build. And also, later this year, they will ship the Direct Storage API on PC as well, which should improve loading times across the board, as long as you have an NVMe, you know, SSD.
NVMe, yeah.
Yeah, NVMe SSD with, yeah. So it's a lot. Honestly, I think Microsoft has been doing a lot to improve their PC gaming experience. The Microsoft Store isn't great yet. That's of course true, but I think they are slowly getting there. Hopefully they will open up Microsoft Store games to modding more. Right now it's pretty limited. I think that's the big difference right now compared to PC games that are, you know, on Steam, but even on Epic can be modded more easily. And of course, modding is a big part of PC gaming. So I think that's the last big thing they need to do.
No, the real way Microsoft have been pushing for the PCs, but because all that stuff, all the DirectX and everything else, that's been their bread and butter for, well, even when they were ignoring PC, because everybody just owns a Microsoft OS practically. It's releasing the games that's the main thing, and when they do release them, they're not half-assed ports or whatever. And Age of Empires, that's coming out soon enough, and let's see if they get that right, much like they did with Gears Tactics. So yeah. I'm hoping.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm more interested in the games, the hardware and tech behind it at the moment, because you can pump all the great tech and hardware for all you like, but if the game's not good, then it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. That's interesting is, if Starfield from Bethesda is really coming this year, then it could be a big, if it was, as it is rumored, to be a PC and Xbox exclusive, then it could be a big title for the Microsoft Store as well, although it will surely come out on Steam as well, but...
it's going to be an Xbox exclusive. There's no way they're going to release such a big title on the PlayStation. Or if they do, maybe a year after.
Yeah. And, since Bethesda games are usually very big into modding, they let you mod the game. So hopefully that will be the time when Microsoft also opens up to modding more on its store. At least that's my hope.
Now, though, is Bethesda still? They'll probably try and sell you mods, much like they did in. Well, they did. They've done it before, where they tried. What did they call them? Mini DLC or something?
Yeah.
It's a Creation Club, I think.
Yeah, they like the Creation Club. We've got some mini DLC. No, they're paid mods. They're mini DLC. No, they're paid mods. Mini DLC, fuck off.
Yeah, we know what it is. You're not lying to us.
Yeah. Much like EA and their surprise mechanics. Fuck me, Rigid. Thanks. Yeah. So, yeah, I hope they get it right. And you never know. Now Bethesda's owned by Microsoft, they may stop being shit. I'm honestly expecting Starfield to be a buggy mess because it's still going to use the same engine, but I'm expecting it to be an enjoyable buggy mess unless they Fallout 76 it up.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I've little to no hope.
Okay. But what do you think about Microsoft's overall efforts on PC Kit?
I think it's welcome. Anything that can make the developers' jobs a little bit easier to where they can focus on the actual game itself than the creation of the game, does that make sense? Rather than having to spend all of their time making things that are already available, they can just work with it and spend more time on gameplay, story elements, and executing a solid product. Rather than spending the first 50% of a game's development cycle on the engine and effects, and then trying to, shoehorn in a story to fit that. Rather, they can work on the game and have access to all that stuff already.
Yeah.
So, sticking with all the technical stuff, it's the conversation that you two are going to have. So, while you two are having this, I'll be able to have a quick nap. It's all about ray tracing and things like that, because you had a recent chat with the devs of the Persistence, didn't you, Alessio?
Yeah, actually, they're chaps from Liverpool, so not too far off from your place. are they?
From Liverpool. Well, they may have already. They may be on the drugs and stabbing somebody. But yeah, I like them.
Something that's interesting is they were originally part of Sony Liverpool. If you recall, there was a studio, Liverpool studio, from the PlayStation days, early PlayStation days. And
I'm trying to remember what the original studio in Liverpool made.
And now they've been going,
were they Psygnosis, were they?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Psygnosis. They made good games. And then Sony went and Sonied them up.
Anyway, actually, it was a very interesting chat. And basically, the Persistence is a roguelike survival horror game. And interestingly, it launched as a PSVR game, but last year they made it flat screen compatible, as they say, which is to say non-VR compatible. And now this year, actually in early June, they're shipping an enhanced version on PC and next gen consoles, which will have quite a few ray traced effects, which is to say shadows, reflections, and global illumination. So, and something they told me is that they find that ray tracing actually improves, incrementally the gameplay of the game. Because, for example, the developer said with the screen space reflections, as Kit knows, you don't always, you basically only get the reflections of what basically your character can see, right? On the other hand, with ray traced reflections, you can also get reflections of something that's behind you, So basically, it can appear in the mirror. And these kind of things are important for a horror game because now you get to see a glimpse of your enemy maybe in the reflections, or maybe you can, shadows, the more detailed shadows can help you understand exactly who might be hiding in the shadows. So basically, it's not just that it looks better, but it also slightly improves the actual gameplay for
immersion.
The immersion, yes. So it is interesting, and something that many more games have been announced having ray tracing recently. We also learned that Who Doubtless and Legends will support ray tracing, and also there was the preview by Digital Foundry of Metro Exodus Enhanced Edition, and basically that will be one of the first, if not maybe the first game to require ray tracing, even on PC.
I genuinely think that's bullshit.
No, stop.
Let the grown-ups talk.
Look, Chris, I'm gonna rebut this. This is the enhanced edition. It's a new version of the game, and the reason it is the enhanced edition is because it has all of the baked-in garbage stripped out and is utilizing ray trace lighting, eminence, you can go and play the old version of the game, but this version,
visually that they've enhanced it.
Yes.
Have they changed anything in the gameplay?
No,
it's meant to
in
be
that situation. Then I don't mind it, because if they'd changed anything gameplay wise, but then they'd locked it away from people who haven't got a tray racing, then it's bullshit. But since it's just a visually enhanced thing.
But then the big thing here is this has come a lot sooner than what even some of the most hopeful people for ray tracing was expecting. So like Quake 2 RTX and Minecraft RTX, they are literally just, a toggleable version of the games that already exist. But this is a full game that you can't run it without it, because it doesn't utilize pre-baked lighting. All of that was removed, And this is the first real example of what happens when a, because up until now, and everybody, I hear this all the time whenever I'm doing the comparative videos of ray tracing on and off with some of these games, is they're having to make the game with two paths. So they're having to make it with traditional lighting, traditional shadows, everything's baked in, but then they're also having a toggleable version using the ray tracing. But what this is the first time what happens when you no longer have to spend the development resources. And it's arguable they're spending resources, yes, because they've already made the game and they're going back to remove something. But this is what happens.
It's a test. It's a test.
Yeah. And in the video that that Digital Foundries did, they spoke about the conversations they had with the developer, and they showed visually what happens in the development process of a single room when they have to go in and put lights here, put lights there to make it look like how they think it should look. And that's why it looks as good as it does in games right now, because the developers are and the artists are spending so much of their time and resources in literally just putting point lights around and baking in what they think the shadows and such should look like. So when you play this game, if you're able to play this game, you're getting a much more realistic look, a much more representative look of what it would look like actually.
Yeah, no, I do completely understand you that. You know, I do understand.
I know.
I think the issue I've got is at the moment, as I say, since there's no gameplay changes, I don't actually give a crap. That's fine. You just play regular anyway. My issue would be if they released it with, or if they release a game which has got anything enhanced gameplay wise, then it's blocked off from anybody who doesn't have a card capable of ray tracing.
There was a time where you couldn't play a game if you had Shader Model 2.0, but you didn't have Shader Model 3.0 support.
Yes,
the thing is, cards were
available in the stores that time.
Very little. This is because it was a much different market back then. But the reality is, it's just been so long since we've had a shift like this. I mean, we haven't had very many titles running lately that are only DX12 supporting, but we've had cards that support DX12 for years on end before we got to that point. So the idea and what a lot of people were anticipating,
when Civilization 5 was like, choose if you want DX12, and that
was
4 or 5 years ago.
But that's why a lot of people were expecting this point to come a lot later in the development cycle, where you would have games released that required hardware accelerated ray tracing, because we're only in the second generation for one graphics card vendor to support it, and the first generation for another graphics card vendor to support it. So the developers are taking a chance.
Now, in reality, I think we are still a long way away, because this isn't a game that's been released with that requirement. It's just
it's a re-release.
It's a patch. It's whatever you want to call it.
It's a free upgrade. You're not having to buy it if you already own the game. So once it goes live, you have it. You can use either version of the game. So I think this is the safest way to jump into this route. It is a very big gamble if you release a new game and you say, hey, we got this really cool new game, and you got to have hardware-based ray tracing to play it at this point. It's dangerous.
Actually, something that I want to add is... perhaps we could be having this stuff even we could have had this stuff even sooner if AMD was able to put a ray tracing card to the market sooner, you know. So basically they are running late compared to Nvidia, but you know, if they were able to put a ray tracing card on the market 2 years ago instead of now,
even if they had. I understand what you're saying. Obviously, developers may have seen the opportunity for that, but we're still... If I'm going to make a prediction for an actual brand new game that requires a ray tracing capable card...
I say two more years.
You as well. Fuck you. I was going to say 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah, I forget you guys do that over there. But yes, two years. 2 years is my personal prediction.
I was thinking 2 to 3 years. I'm thinking 2 to 3 years, probably on the late side of that, 2.5, 3, because I just, again, we've got the issue of the fact that nobody can buy a card at the moment.
Well, yeah, for sure, yeah, that's an issue. But of course, it will have to be a PC and next gen only.
Yes.
Title.
Oh, yeah, of course it will be. And as I say, I think primarily I just don't see it happening, if only because even next year, I think for the rest of this year, early next year, you're still going to see big games launching on the previous generation of consoles.
Yeah. And the game has to be developed with this in mind. Like, it has to be a part of the development cycle. So I think there was a lot. I don't want to say there was. I don't feel like there was any pressure on 4A Games, but I think 4A Games took it upon themselves to show what it's like if you do this,
experimenting.
Yeah, and I think based on what I've seen from Digital Foundry, it looks like it's going to be a big success, and it's going to be one of the first. I almost hate that it requires ray tracing in the sense, because I think this is the point where it would be great to literally have that full on and off toggle to where you could stand in a spot in the game and look around, hit the button and see for yourself in real time what kind of difference it really makes.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, but then again, yeah, it's a lot of effort for them to then go into that to keep all that in and, add it on. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't blame them for not. I mean, I think I haven't gotten to play it yet, but I'm anxious to see how it looks and how it feels, atmospherically speaking. Because I loved it in the original release with the global illumination, and I could feel the difference with the Ray Trace GI in there. But there were scenes where I knew it was too dark.
Yeah,
you turned it on and there was the one light bounce, so light wasn't filling in places where it should have. So it was almost too dark in a lot of instances to even play it with it on.
Yeah, basically this time, it's like the lighting is, permeates the whole scene in a way.
Yes.
So that makes it a ton more realistic. In fact, Digital Foundry basically said it almost feels like a generational leap in that way for the lighting. So,
yeah,
it's great times ahead, and definitely think that Metro isn't quite an horror game, but it does have horror vibes at some points. Horrorish. So I do think also, Metro Exodus Enhanced Edition can, arguably it can feel better, even its gameplay and, the whole mode with ray tracing, with this new ray tracing enabled.
Okay. So what game were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the Persistence. That's what I was going to ask. So how does ray tracing work with Ghost?
With Ghost?
Yes, with ghosts. When it's going to partly reflect and partly do whatever and things like that. I want to see ghost tracing. Ghost tracing.
Kate, do you want to take that?
Well, it's
3D, 3D Pac-Man game with the ghosts.
It's the same way they do with glass. There's partial reflectivity. It just depends. It all depends on the materials used in the game to, construct.
It's a ghost. It has no materials.
It does. It has ectoplasm.
Phasmophobia with ray tracing.
I want a 3D Pac-Man with all the ghosts. A 3D survival horror Pac-Man.
Didn't they make something like that one time?
Did they?
Pac-Man World.
Really?
Yeah.
But, actually, Chris, you do have ray tracing hardware in your house, and that's called the PlayStation 5.
What's one of them?
He doesn't know how to turn it on, Alessio.
I say, I turn it on, there's no games for it.
I reckon he'll find a game for it soon that's called Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart.
When's that coming? When am I getting that? When?
June 11th. Well, that's there the future.
So. What the? And where's my copy now?
It does have ray tracing. So
I want my copy now. I need to play to review it.
It's a bit soon.
No, it's not.
It's coming. It's coming.
That's oh, good. My Ratchet & Clanks.
Okay. Is there any other topics? We've kind of shot through them pretty quick. Are we to the point where we can talk about?
Yeah, there was one more where I'm just going to swear about.
Yes, that's right. Talk to us, Chris. What about Bobby Kotick?
Bobby Kotick. Well, it seemed originally you would think it's a good thing. So he's agreed to cut his base salary and annual bonus by half. And that's with his new contract extension to 2023. Now, that's... Yeah, fine. He's cutting his salary and bonus by half. He's still massive. He's still getting massively overpaid. But, and obviously this news has been put across as such a good thing he's doing, but it's not. It's a bullshit thing because the fucking knob still got a $200 million bonus. Mm. No. And still fired people. So no, fuck off, Bobby, with your cutting your salary in half. You could have cut it to zero and you still wouldn't need to worry for the rest of your fucking life, you penis. And okay. Also, why have you moved Toys for Bob or Toys from Bob or Lego Goes to Paradise onto Call of Duty when Crash was good?
I don't know. They didn't sell as well as Activision wanted.
I called it, though. I called it. It wasn't that long ago when I was whining about him in a different time and whining about the fact that that company's absolute bullshit, that they just ruin everything. They ruin everything. And they've moved Toys for Bob over to... They're not a shooter company. They don't do shooters. They do Crash, and they do Skylanders, and they do other things.
They did Spyro Reunited.
Yeah, Spyro. Yeah, they did all that, and as I said, Crash 4. But I don't. It's just annoying. Why put them on Warzone?
Trilogy 2.
Get them to make a new game.
Because Activision wants to make money, I guess.
Crash 4 made money. Surely. Hmm. Or did it just not make enough money to buy
a five? You know how it is. It's not enough to buy a whole nother company. Therefore, it's a failure to them.
It kind of ties into the Bobby Kotick topic.
It's a cop.
Because if you read their press release when they announced all of these changes to his contract, basically they also added that with this executive, they increased shareholder returns by more than 8,000% in the last 20 years, which is a lot more than the average of the, S&P 500.
It's one of the biggest growth of any company ever.
It's
massive.
So it is, they're basically saying, we're doing extremely well, and they are driven by that, that consideration. Although I, as a gamer, I have to say it is indeed sad that basically all of their in-house divisions are now working with Call of Duty.
Do they even have a developer that isn't working on COD? Just trying to think what they've got. They've got
Beanox,
Infinity,
Ravens, they're all on Call of Duty. Basically, the only one that's not on Call of Duty is because Vicarious Visions has been moved to Blizzard. And now it's working on Diablo 2 Resurrected, so it's not working on Call of Duty. So it shouldn't work on Call of Duty, technically, since it's on the Blizzard side.
So, in other words, he's working on Call of Duty Demons.
Oh, yeah. No, we have entire dedicated teams to microtransactions.
You wouldn't surprise me. You honestly would not surprise me. I don't think they've released it. I just don't know. I'm fucked off with it. It annoyed me, and I found where I did say it was... Yeah. It was when they had massive layoffs, and I said about the fact that they just keep moving all the companies, like the layoffs they do when they... High Moon, when they made Transformers, Fall for Cybertron, that was well received at the time. It sold well. And so they split the developers up. They forced them to make another Transformers and then put them on a... Yeah. Then they put the others on another game and they made them fail. Set of bastards.
Well, okay, I think we should offset this, you know.
Just fuck off, Bobby. Just fuck off.
Yeah, like I said.
How do you feel?
I just can't stand it. I like video games. And I like people who make video games. So I hate companies that use, abuse, and essentially... just use and abuse the developers. They use video games to essentially become the worst predators in the world, but instead of touching kids, they're just stealing kids' money and lives. And fuck them. Just fuck them.
And ray tracing, too.
I don't... That doesn't make me angry. It's just there.
Okay.
I've used ray tracing. Yes, it certainly does improve the visuals of game. And once it's essential for me to enjoy a game, then I will be using it a lot more. But until I need it to enjoy a game, then... And I highly doubt Total War is ever going to need ray tracing. And on that note, I played a remaster / re-release that I actually like, so I can't complain about them again. Total War Remastered. Good. It's Total War, but
Chrome.
Remastered.
Yeah.
Yay.
I think that's my rant done.
Although I have to say that the Steam community isn't quite thrilled with it as you were. So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, they all suck massive penis.
Okay.
Really? They're not? Why? What they're saying?
It's just 69% positive, so it's in the upper range of the mixed reviews, user reviews.
Let's have a look. At reviews. Recent review from somebody. The bad. The intros and videos are of poor quality of the original. No, they're not. They're just animated differently. They're cartoony. Doesn't fix all the issues with the original game. Okay. So, yeah, fair enough. It's a pain in the ass, but... The new factions are not new except for a few. So what you're saying is that it's got a few new factions, but not enough new factions. Fuck off. I'm already fed up of reading this review. It's from a moron.
Yeah.
Well, how could you complain that the new factions aren't new, apart from a few new factions which are new? That's not even a complaint. That's an observation that, have 5 million new factions.
As with all things, there is a difference between quantity and quality. Exactly. And with feedback, there's quantitative feedback and qualitative feedback. If you are neither, you are just vapor.
Okay. And, on the rumor mill part of the podcast, it seems like Yo Interactive is making a fantasy game with dragons that could be published by Microsoft.
So. Hitman Dragon Edition.
It's interesting because they are really branching out between Project 007 and this one. So
we'll see if this is actually real. Because up until there, they're not really branching out because a James Bond game is not really that different to Hitman. It's just that instead of stabbing everybody in new and inventive ways, you're just killing people in other different ways and then chatting up some bird at a casino.
I do think the 007 games will probably be a lot more action focused than.
Yeah, I think they will be. I just don't think they're that much of a branch out. But if they are making a fantasy game, then that will interest me, certainly. I definitely want to play Hitman Dragon.
Hitman.
Hit Dragon.
Hitman Age Dragons. Okay.
Oh, I'm just thinking now. It could be like Sekiro, but the dragon version, and you're going around stabbing dragons.
That sounds like fun.
We shall see. Yeah, it's going to be interesting if they are doing it. I quite like IO Interactive. The fact that it's going to be Xbox exclusive, yeah, fair enough. As long as it's on the PC, I don't give a shit.
Xbox exclusive basically means Xbox and PC these days. So it just means no PS or Nintendo.
But nothing comes out on the Nintendo anyway. I use that less than I use my PS5.
But I wonder why people buy all the Switch consoles they can get if nothing comes out for it.
Well, I bought it ages ago, and because like it had Pokemon, and then I played Pokemon, and then I stopped playing Pokemon. That's about it. Oh, I played that Legend of Zelda as well that Dave loves so much.
Breath of the Walker.
Yes, that's the one.
Where your
swords are made out of biscuit. Degradation system. Anyway, happy days. What are you two playing to finish it all off?
I think Keith is playing something that cannot be talked about.
I'm also playing Infamous Second Son on my PlayStation thanks to my PS Now subscription.
So how are you liking it?
I very much enjoy it. Actually, I will go on record and say that PlayStation Now is vastly underappreciated, and that Sony does a really terrible job of marketing it, because it is extremely inexpensive and offers quite a bit of value, but they need to get the cloud and download saved function fixed. Because if you play the cloud version of the game, it has a different save than the installed version of the game, which means you need to have a PS Plus account to be able to transfer cloud saves around. If they get that sorted out, they would be in a much better spot. I would argue at this point that the latency from what I've gotten to play with the Xbox deal, the streaming, PlayStation Now does it better.
Really?
I feel the latency is better. I like the desktop interface is fine. I think it's a much better service than what anybody's given it credit for. So, and Sony, you know what? They just suck at marketing if they hadn't figured out how to convince anyone to try it, as inexpensive as it is. I mean, they even give you a free week of it if you want to try it. So,
That's interesting, because Sony actually, you know, with the PlayStation hardware at least and games, they technically usually do a good job at marketing.
Yeah, and this one, like I said, until last week, I didn't even know that you could download games from the service and play them locally.
Yeah, I think it is kind of in a weird spot because they don't want to promote it too much in fear of, getting less PS4 or PS5 sales. So
they're selling everyone they can put on the shelf.
Yeah, I'm going to say, there's none to sell at the moment. That's like it's like people being afraid of releasing games on ray tracing because there's no cards to sell.
I suppose that's true.
I don't know. I don't know. Sony said something recently when they think the PlayStation's going to return to some sort of regular production. Wasn't it next year?
Well, yeah, they basically said that this year is going to be still constrained for the most part.
Yeah.
And but I think that's basically true across the board, even for graphics cards.
Oh, right? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's the part I was looking for. And yeah, they do hope to sell more than PS5 in year two. They did manage to sell more than PS4 so far, sorry. So it is outselling PS4 basically so far.
Yeah. Fair enough. But I think that's everything I've got to talk about.
Anything for me?
Either of you?
I'm just very curious to play the new Resident Evil Village demo in a few hours. It will be on PC as well.
Ooh.
So, Chris, are you going to play it?
No.
Why? It doesn't require ray tracing. So
I know it doesn't, but I've got so many games to play, and it's like, if I play it, then I might like it, and then I might want to buy it, and then when I buy it, I'll not play it because I've got other things to do.
I can definitely get behind that. I've bought a few games recently with the intention of playing them, and it has not happened.
I bought games 5 years ago with the intention of playing them, and I've still not fucking done it.
Do you guys get this thing where it's like you go to buy a game, and you're like, man, am I even going to get to play it? And you're like, yeah, this one I will. And you buy it, and then it's...
Well, that kind of happened to me with the Mass Effect trilogy. I saw it on, it was on a discount many years ago, and I bought it. But I never played it, so, well, the upside is I can now play the remastered edition soon enough. So,
true. Yeah.
Right, do you get the free? Do you get? No, they'll not give you a free remastered edition if you've got it. Surely not.
No, but I'm getting it free anyway.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think that's highly inappropriate. That.
It's just part of the job.
I think that's highly inappropriate. Highly. I think you should be giving me a free copy, just even though I'll never play it.
Okay. I think that's about it for now.
Oh god, I'm dying. Yeah. So yeah, that's it from me. So yeah, thank you all for joining us, and obviously we'll be doing this again next time.
Bye guys.